What is up? All right, so in this podcast, what we're going to talk about is four key components that are core to your system. It's your body, your being, your balance, and your business. Okay, to be successful in all of these elements, you have to have a structure. Now, this is something that was taught to me, and as I go through this mentorship, and as I go through, really, it's not a mentorship. It's more of a, I don't know. You feel like you're part of a family of people when it comes down to it. But understand that there's four key components: keeping track and making sure, you know, you take care of your body, you're putting in the proper nutrients, and let me just tell you some stories about like what I do. You know, for a long time I was, you know, watching YouTube videos about how to be more get more nutrition and get proper nutrition, eat right and work out and this and that. And I would do those things, right? And I would, some things would feel good, some things would feel bad, some things would hurt, some things would whatever. So what I've learned is sometimes you kind of need to invest in yourself to know. So I've taken a lot of what I've learned through health in life, and I've continuously improved on that. But, you know, it's taken the last 10 years of my life to really define that. You know, I really didn't care until I was like 30. And now I'm about to be, you know, 40 in October. So what I have been doing is really defining that, right? And so I make sure I drink like 4 liters of water a day. I take a greens, like a green, a lot of us lack the nutrients that we get from our green vegetables and our green, eating green and stuff like that. So I take a supplement for that. Now, I'll be honest with you, there's no greens that you're going to get anywhere, like a powdered green that you're going to mix with water that tastes good. Now, you can make it taste good by making a smoothie or whatever the case may be. You can do that. But what I do is I wake up in the morning and I drink a liter of water mixed with my greens. That's one thing. I take another liter of water, and this is just for me, so don't define this as something that you should do yourself. Like, you're going to need to define this yourself, and I'm going to tell you a way to do that. So trust in that. The one thing I do is I express my what I've gone through in life, and I share that, and hopefully other people can grow from it too. So I drink another liter of water. The second liter of water I mix with my vitamin D3, which is a 5,000 UI, which is the power of it, right? This is a vitamin D, and it is 125 milligrams, so very small dose. But also to support that, now if you're taking vitamin D, what I've learned too is your body's not going to digest all that vitamin D without support. So vitamin K, I take a vitamin K3. Vitamin K3 is something that will help you digest that and help you actually grow from, actually using all the supplements. So the two vitamins that I take, actually I take three in the morning, actually four, I'm sorry. So there's the D3, 5,000 UI, the K3, right? So that's two of them. And then I take ginger root, which is for digestion, right? Which you have to have proper digestion. Again, that goes back to proper like health and brain function and all that stuff, right? So eating right and all that stuff. So I'm starting my day with this. And then I take a krill oil as well, because that's a good omega-3s and omega-6s and stuff like that too. So these are all the things I start my day with. Very first thing I do, 2 liters of water. One is a greens, mix with my greens, the other one's the vitamins, right? So it's 2 liters of water, and I stretch, and I go through, and then I do a small exercise to see how my body feels, like, you know, just kind of feeling it out, how the day's going to go. I don't really push myself that much in the morning, but as far as that goes, that's kind of my morning routine, right? So that just kind of shows you how serious I take it. Now, how did I define all this? Because I'm not even going to talk about my whole day worth of, health and stuff like that, because we're just starting out this talk of body, being, balance, and business. But again, these are the core four things you need, and I'm just talking about the first one. I'm just giving you an example of myself. Now, how did I go about understanding what I needed instead of just throwing a dart at a dartboard, just saying, oh, well, maybe this YouTube video says I need to have X amount of protein, protein per pounds of, you know, a day. Or this YouTube video tells me I need to be, you know, or this article I read on the internet says I need to do this or that. I actually took a genetics test, which was about $200. I'll be honest with you, it was about $200. But I took a genetics test to find out what my genetic makeup was so I can understand what I needed to benefit me the best in my body, right? And how I can better myself as far as that goes, my nutrition. Now, again, if you think about it, $200 sounds like a lot of money, but if you are buying supplements, it's not that much money. Just don't buy supplements for a month and just come back and just buy a genetics test. Take the genetics test, wait till the results come back, and then define what you need to take, right? That's going to tell you exactly what you need to take. That's an easy way to determine that, right? That's something I did. Again, it cost me like $200, but it was like through, I think it was a company called Modu, which is M-U-H-D-O. They're a good solid company. They have a discount too, so there's discounts and stuff out there too. I believe if you searched out like a guy named Eddie Hall, which is the strong man, he won the strong man in 2017. He has a discount for that actual brand. That's actually how I found it, through a YouTube video. But that this process enlightened me to say, hey, stop throwing darts at a dartboard and do the right thing. Okay. So think about that, right? That's just my story of my body. So body being balance and focus and business, right? So now these are all things that have to be handled for you, you know, for you to feel like for you to make progress. It's not feel, it's making progress, right? So you know, as far as your being, it's again your family, your faith, you know, whatever your faith is, you know, if you even believe that there is something higher above you, that, you know, and the way you meditate, if you don't, then that may be something you want to pick up, or even really just relating to getting in touch with yourself, right? And that's the being side of it. And like I said, listen to that voice inside of you. The next is obviously the balance, and the balance is basically, you know, your family life and how things are going. You know, how's that balance? You know, how do you balance that stuff out? How do you get that stuff right? And it's really being honest with yourself. Where's your weaknesses? Write them down. Work on them. You know, be honest with yourself. Be blatantly honest with yourself. I mean, seriously, we all tell ourselves lies, and we all can get better. If we're honest with ourselves, that's how we move forward in what we're doing. So we all have weaknesses in all these areas. I can guarantee you, we're just human beings. Every one of us has weaknesses in these areas. Now, business is a lot easier to define. Business is well, the two that are really easy for anybody to define, honestly, are our body and business. But business is obviously, where do you want to be financially? And you know, you have to set an impossible goal. You do. You have to set an impossible goal. Have you ever heard the statement, if you shoot for the stars and you hit the moon, okay, you're still a hell of a lot better than where you were, right? So you have to set an impossible goal, and you have to work toward that impossible goal, because you don't know what you're capable of. To go through this everyday life and to just go through regular school systems and to go through college and go through whatever, and say, okay, so I got this great job that I'm working for somebody else and I'm making somebody else rich. Is that the best that you want to be? Maybe. It's perfectly fine if that's you. But there might not be you. It might be, you might say, hey, no, I know that I'm better than this. And to be only way to do that is to be honest with that, and to understand your business. Like, where are you at financially? Break down financials, you know, be honest with yourself. You know, how much do you make? How much do you spend? How much does all this stuff work? You know, I mean, you have to be honest with yourself. And, you know, until you understand your financials, can you even look at other stuff that you want to do or other stuff that could make you better? I mean, I'm a person that spends roughly anywhere from $3,000 to $8,000 a year on things to better myself and educate myself and to better myself, whether it be in my personal life or whether it be in business or whether it be in all aspects of this, right? I just told you a couple instances right now. I mean, what, I spent $200 on a genetics test. That's really nothing. Also spent about $2,000 on another mastermind I'm in. Also spent another $2,000 on another mastermind or event I went to. You know, there's things that you do that are going to better yourself, right? And to order to do that, you have to get your financials straight. You have to understand what your money is and where you can better yourself, and to make a plan to grow and to get better and to get this impossible game going, this impossible goal of what you want to do, right? Not just say, oh yeah, you know, make it some kind of fantasy, like, oh, I don't make anything right now, but in 18 months I'm gonna make $10 million. No, you need to set a realistic goal, but a realistic out, and then I would go realistic, what can I realistically do, and then make it 125 times that, make it another 25% past that, you know. So if your goal is to make, you know, $100,000 this year, make it 125. Shoot to that goal. Don't shoot to the 100,000. Shoot to the 125. Say, yep, this is what I'm going to make. If your goal is to make $1 million, then make it a million and a quarter. You know, if your goal is to, you know, whatever your goals are, you have to extend that to keep pushing forward. And when you hit that goal, like, and especially if you hit that goal easy, you undershot yourself. You cheated yourself. Yeah, you did. So, so the key components to all this, and this is going to be a short one today, but again, coming back to it, body, being, balance, and business are going to be the things that really drive you to have a better life. It's your core values. It's your core elements. And I know this was hard for me to understand when I first heard it, and it's always a work in progress, but the way to do that is to honestly just keep working on yourself each and every day, but to, you know, understand the areas. Each individual area, it breaks down into segments, okay? Breaks down into segments. So each one of these groups, you have certain things in your body. Maybe in your body you're not trying to, like, be some kind of, you know, you may feel like you're overweight a little bit, you need to lose some weight. Okay, that's your goal, lose some weight and maintain it. You know, maybe you feel like you need to, you know, be more in shape, but okay, your shoulder hurts. Okay, so first, before you get in shape, you need to get your shoulder fixed, right? You need to, that's part of it. That's part of that. Maybe the goal for that period of time, you know, for a set period of time, is you, and I said 18-month goals or something, like, or 12-month goals. But again, this is stuff that you should do, you know, and understand, if you're honest with yourself, that you can't do. You, if you got a shoulder injury, you can't, you know, push yourself as harder than somebody that's completely healthy. So you need to fix it. Simple as that. You know, as much as it sucks, trust me, that would, it's not a good thing to go through, but it's something you need to fix. Same thing with your business, same thing with your money. You may have, you know, you maybe have things that you need to handle that you hadn't even been putting off. You need to do that, right? I know for me, I tend to procrastinate a lot on things, and then as soon as what it does is it weighs on me and I start getting a bad attitude and this and that. So what I do is I make a list and I make sure I don't procrastinate on stuff, because when I do, it doesn't work out for me, right? I end up, like, I'm my own worst enemy when it comes to that. I am harder on myself than anybody in this world could ever be. telling you, nobody, and that's a hard fought battle, trust me, that is earned generally when you have had a hard life and you've had to work hard for everything that you have gotten. I guarantee you, you feel that same thing in you, that you can be harder on yourself than anybody else could ever be. I mean, there's things that I've done before that people just, they don't even think that there's nothing wrong with it. And I'm like, that sucked. I know I could do better than that. And I was really extremely hard on myself. And the next time it happened, I did better. But that's just part of like who you are inside, who you are internally. You're not going to feel the same way I just felt if you haven't had a hard-fought life, that you hadn't had to fight battles that honestly were used to come, that came easy to you, that didn't come easy to me. You know, I mean, that's just the sole purpose of, we're all different people, but these core values will help anybody. It doesn't matter. They will help anybody. And to know that we're all different people. We're all different people. I've told you some stories and you've got to know a little bit about me as things that I've learned and what I do and how things that I've progressed. But these should be enlightening to you for you to take action for yourself. Not to replicate. You don't want to replicate what anybody else is doing. You want to understand and then see how that applies to you. See how you can use that. See how it can grow. But I will tell you, these core values, body, being, balance, and business, are core values that will drive you to be better in your life. So I just wanted to make a short podcast and talk about that. And I really do hope that this opened a doorway for you and a thought pattern for you to grow from. So if it did, please comment below. And like I said, I always answer everybody's comments. Reach out to me on social media, whatever the case. And look forward to hearing everybody. And hope everybody's having a great time, a blessed day. And like I said, it's just everything's going well for you. I wish well for everybody. I mean, honestly, this is the reason I do this, is to share and hopefully help as many people as I possibly can as I'm on my journey. So we'll talk to you guys on the next one.